Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And now,
I want to tell you, hey, it's about...
Uh-oh.
Are you just going to interrupt me with a, hey, it's Lou?
I thought that'd make you feel at home.
Hold on a second. We can make this like it's a combo spot between me and me and Lou.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Greg.
Hey, it's Lou.
Hey, Lou.
It's the Greg Hill Show.
Dale here.
Dale here.
Cultural change is hard.
Do not have anything to add. Do not have anything to add.
Still broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Everybody be safe tonight and
safe,
tomorrow.
Guys. Be careful. Be careful.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
And the radio.com app.
Intercom.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
With your host, Greg Hill.
Is it not possible that the offense has been so bad that Bill felt like he needed to use every possible advantage? Like I've been saying all morning, this is much ado about nothing.
Stop it. Where's the pivot sound effect?
That was a great pivot.
Featuring Greg's trusty sidekick, Danielle Murr.
What happens when someone cheats and they get caught?
Did not cheat.
They do everything in their power to stay away from anything that make it seem like they're cheating. And then after a few years, they start to get sloppy and they're like... Nobody's really looking anymore. And then bam!
Bam! Swish.
Have you
shut
watched?
Up, honk.
Oh, it's... shut up, Auntie Honk.
Joined by Nick Fitzy Stevens.
They went back to taping signals.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
You still have to execute, though.
And still here, Ken and Curtis.
But Fitzy worked with cameramen. He knows B-roll, so this obviously is nothing.
Ken?
11:45 this morning. You'll hear it live on Dale and Keith.
It's 11:40. It was scheduled for 12:15 yesterday. They bumped it up to 11:45.
Here we go.
Prove me wrong, nerd!
Keith.
Just curious,
oh, I actually
everyone.
Just got it. 12:06:30.
12 military time.
I mean,
oh, and big news, they moved the Belichick 11:49 now, Nick.
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
And losers they are.
Well, you couldn't laugh at anything I say. I'm a washout.
Where the f*** are they all?
Cover it.
Let's cover it.
Jesus Christ.
On sports radio.
Cheers. Crushing the beers. I'm watching the pass.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
Know your stuff. Let's move.
Are you still allowed to buy NyQuil in this state, or has that been banned?
You need 7 forms of ID. Are you going to make it through the next 4 hours?
Send me medical help immediately. I got significantly worse overnight, and I don't know why. But I always get sick at this time of year.
You get this 2-month-long cold, viral, can't shake it, and then toward the end of it, you're like, my doctor gave me a Z-Pak, I'm cured.
Yeah, well, you always get on me because I use the Z-Pak when I'm not suffering from malaria or the...
Or bacterial thing.
The dengue fever or something.
Dengue fever.
Whenever you don't have Django Unchained, Greg, I know you better...
You know what it is. Whatever it is.
You know what
dengue.
Danielle's big thing is you're only supposed to take the Z-Pak if you're... in immediate threat of dying. And
no,
meanwhile,
it's only if you have something that an antibiotic would kill, like bacteria.
I know, but antibiotic
doesn't kill a virus.
It does kill mine. Every single go around, it kills mine.
It defies medical science, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I do.
Ken and I are sitting in a bathtub of Purell in here, so it's lovely.
Yeah, you're fine.
You're contributing to it.
You guys are in your own enclosed area. Almost like some kind of a zoo animal or something, so you should be fine over there.
Been called worse.
Well, we got a lot to get to this morning. I've had a complete reversal when it comes to Spygate 2, so I'll get into that a little bit later on. I had an extensive conversation, lengthy conversation with someone at the highest levels of the organization yesterday.
Oh, here we go.
The tunnel guy?
Okay. So
first Volin, now Hill.
Everything is okay with, as far as I'm concerned about Spygate 2. So we'll get to that at some point. I have Bruins tickets to give away, Ken.
All right.
And they come with a free listen to the skate pod.
That has already dropped this morning, 4 a.m. release. Knuckles and Island, thank you very much.
Oh, all right. I mean, it's free anyway, but we give you a free listen if you win these Bruins tickets. I think I'm going to give those away at about 8:15 on today's show. And if you want to call at any point this morning, the number is 617-779-7937. Or you can text on the text line, which is 37937.
This is The Leap.
Oh, the great Eddie Van Halen. That's better than a Z-Pack.
There you
better
go. Than a Z-Pack. And featuring the chubby bass player right there. Boom. Boom. Now, Drake.
Yes.
The Patriots have one hope left in 2019-2020. One hope. And that is that Lamar Jackson is crippled between now and the end of the season. But here's the good news. Not only are the Patriots worried about it, so are the Ravens. And the gamesmanship started with Earl Thomas yesterday.
And I think the refs need to pay closer attention to that as well, you know, and protect them a little bit more. Because teams are trying to do, I'm not saying they're trying to hurt Lamar, but, you know, they're definitely going at his legs more than they was doing it at first.
Gamesmanship has begun. Wait till Harbaugh says he shouldn't be hit while running. This is going to be a new thing in the NFL. All these running quarterbacks, they're going to want quarterbacks protected running out of the pocket. This is going to be the new wave.
How long have we heard the rest of the NFL fans and players whine about the special treatment that Tom Brady gets?
Yep.
Now it's going to be all about Lamar Jackson.
Uh-huh. He has taken the most QB hits by far this season, which is what happens when your quarterback runs a glorified version of Gus Malzahn's Auburn T-wing offense in the NFL. Cry me a freaking river, John Harbaugh. Study the rule book.
Well, yesterday when Greg was speaking with Steve Belichick, getting the lowdown on everything about Spygate 2.0, I was listening to his dad, Coach Bill Belichick, with a really conciliatory tone at the press conference.
Bill, have you heard from the league at all?
Yeah, I told you everything. Look, Mr. Kraft made a statement. The team made a statement. That's all I need to add.
Have you reached out to...
Do not have anything to add. Do not have anything to add.
This entire situation is a national scandal because Bill Belichick brazenly broke the rules of the NFL for about half a decade in illegally filming signs from the other team. You cannot stand there after you did that, which caused this to be an issue. If this had never happened, if there was never a Spygate, this is a non-story. Uh-huh. It's a do-your-job situation where these guys made a mistake, didn't know the rules, it's a couple minutes on SportsCenter, and then they move on to Lamar Jackson's knee. That's it. But because of Bill Belichick's past behavior and his inability to follow the rules after being warned several times in the early 2000s to stop doing it, this yesterday was a problem.
So you want him to be nicer yesterday, you know, or you want him to say more yesterday?
You can just answer the question. You know, hey, these guys were doing a documentary, they made a mistake. You know, we apologize that this has become a national scandal. Nobody wanted this to occur. We apologize to the Bengals and the Browns. We're just getting ready for the Bengals this Sunday.
Do not have anything to add. That's my lead for the day. That's my new favorite line from Belichick. The book of Belichick has been enhanced with do not have anything to add. Also, I would like to add this. Hey, Greg, lost in the scandal of Spygate 2.0, a.k.a. the dum-dum shooting B-roll, where's the apology for Sunday's horrendous, if not world record-setting, stupid officiating?
Yes,
within Nick. 30 minutes yes. of the Cowboys game, the Cowboys were issued an apology, sent an edible arrangement, and everything else to say so sorry, an FTD bouquet, Elizabeth Grady jewels, they got an East Coast metal roof, everything, because they made two bad tripping calls, yet a touchdown isn't called twice. And Philip Dorsett was mugged by a man wearing a mask and holding a pistol, and yet no apology from the NFL because of Spygate 2.0. They suck.
Could not agree with you more, Nick.
The sun has set on Colin Kaepernick, at least according to NFL commish Roger Goodell. He spoke yesterday at a press conference and said that the NFL essentially has moved on from Kaepernick.
I haven't thought about this in a few weeks.
Listen, this was, as I've said to you before, about creating an opportunity, which Collins' representatives came out in early October. And we created that opportunity. It was a unique opportunity, a credible opportunity, and he chose not to take it. I understand that. And, you know, we've moved on here. So,
what's he going to do now?
Is
he going to be like a barista at Starbucks or something like that and refuse to serve certain people who work in law enforcement?
His girlfriend would probably be happy about that.
Yeah. So he's going to have to find himself a job, or does he have enough money? He probably has enough money. Probably okay, right?
There's going to be a documentary, Get a Job.
It could be a community organizer or an activist or something like that. All right. If our elected officials here in Nannychusetts have their way, your next checkup at the doctor's office will include not only a question about how many cocktails you have a week, but also a question about any guns that you have at home.
Yes.
This bill, which was filed by Boston Representative Joe Santiago, calls for regulations that add screening questions about guns into medical care, as if owning a weapon in this country is a medical issue, a disease, if you will. I don't need a fat doctor telling me that I need to lose weight, and I don't need a non-gun-owning doctor telling me about my Second Amendment rights. This is ridiculous.
Pardon my interruption, but I do believe I have been asked at recent checkups and wellness visits if there are any firearms in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've said tons. Why?
Well, that's because they've heard you on the show about Spygate and the performance of the offense, and they want to try to protect you from yourself.
Who answers the cocktail question, honestly, anyway?
Nobody does.
Literally nobody does.
And the doctor, by the way, has had 17 cocktails that day, so I don't know why he's asking you how many you had that week.
Well, because you keep coming and asking for a Z-Pack for a virus. Of course he's going to drink.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, honestly, can the state stay out of our lives, like out of our homes, out of what we're ingesting, what we're chewing, what we're smoking, what we're drinking, like stay out of it, what we're wearing in our car, what we're using in our car, stay out of it.
Greg, I know you love Boston more than any other person in my life, but I would like to introduce you to a place I call New Hampshire.
Probably be a good place for me. It probably would.
Stay true to your guns.
All right. Well, if you want to call and be on this morning, the number is 617-779-7937, or you can text on the text line, which is 37937.
Tom Brady joins the Greg Hill Show this Monday morning after the game. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now is brought to you by 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Employee Pricing Plus during the Big Finish event at 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Visit 495ram.com. What's trending is the state of the hill, man, after the Big Baker soiree last night. What happened?
I didn't even make it over there because I was so sick.
Wow. That is a travesty.
Yeah, I missed the governor's holiday party.
Oh.
Probably some take-home Christmas cookies or something like that. And obviously, they were handing out the final flavored vapes that are left here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
And jeez.
I didn't even make it. That's how sick I was. I didn't go to a party with free food.
Incredible. Well, Roger Goodell, as you heard a little bit there in Danielle's lead about Colin Kaepernick, did speak in the winter meetings in Dallas. He said no resolution either on Antonio Brown's off-field investigation or Spygate 2. Here's a little bit of that chat.
Roger, on the Patriots issue, what are your thoughts on the Patriots situation, and when do you anticipate having a resolution?
Judy, I've actually been down here almost the entire time, so I only had an opportunity to spend some time with a couple of our staff. You know, obviously it's under review. We're going to be thorough. We're going to take our time and make sure we look at everything that's pertinent here, and then we'll make a decision. And obviously, there won't be much time before we make a decision when you hear about it. So.
There was a report that he met with Bob Kraft for about an hour off to the side, so we shall see what's coming down. Patriots-Bengals is 1 p.m. First injury report is out. Bubs Edelman is a concern here. Knee and shoulder issues, Fitzy.
That's load management, Danielle's favorite term in sports.
Load
he missed
management.
His first practice of the year, though, yesterday. Patriots also, this had Fitzy, I'm sure, 6 to midnight. Signed a trick kicker to the practice squad, Josh Gable.
That's right. Wait till Belichick busts out the 80-yard YouTube kicker Sunday. Desperation party of one. Your Patriots are ready.
Tonight, Week 15 launches with those Ravens. They host the Jets, 5-8 Jets. We will join it at 8 after Monday night, who is on location, of course, Thursday night at the Encore Casino and the On Deck Burger Bar.
If there's anything the Jets could possibly do to redeem themselves in the NFL, let alone for their pals, the Patriots up north, take Jackson out tonight.
Well, Bounty Gate. Just,
They have one of the top five running defenses in the NFL. Hit him again, hit him hard.
What is this, Bounty Gate 2?
Sure.
I mean, take him out.
Take him out.
Fitzy is as desperate as Belichick, taping signals and calling for the Jets to injure a guy.
Do not have anything to add.
Losses for both the Bruins and Celtics last night. Not a good night. Bruins fell in D.C. 3-2. John Carlson's goal broke, third period tie. Another video replay taking away Bergeron goal. Bruins fans are livid at this. The guy was offside.
They should be livid at
that. He was offside.
Ken.
Get the call right. Oh, man. That's what you said to me like a couple days ago. Get the call right after the Patriots got screwed.
Yeah, get the call right.
As much video replay as you want, except when your own team's losing. Celtics lost 122-117 in Indy. They snapped a four-game win streak, blew a 10-point lead. Kemba Walker, 44 in the loss, and a concussion for Gordon-Ari Hayward last night. And another big baseball signing. God, is the game flush with money and in good state. Anthony Rendon, 7 years, $245 million. Curtis, stick that in your pipe and smoke it. Baseball is a success.
Almost $1 billion in negotiated contracts for Scott Boras in one offseason.
What is his fee on that? Is it 10% or is
3%.
It 5%? Is it 3%?
So he's got about $30 million bucks coming his way.
Mm. Not bad. Not a bad couple of days' work for Scott Boras.
He's got more live reads than you do, Hillman.
It's the holidays, Ken.
It's the Greg Hill Show.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Danielle Yacht Rock rejoins request, please.
That
horrible.
Is gold at 6 horrible. O'clock in the morning. It could have horrible. Been that or Warren G. Regulate. You don't know until horrible. You get into
That's
it.
That's one Great of the best point. Songs ever.
Horrible.
Michael McDonald.
Horrible.
I miss Charlie Baker because I was homesick last night.
That's an earmuff.
Here's a text that says, Curtis, when Greg is sick, he sounds like Fred Kirsch from Patriots.com. I don't know who that is.
Oh, but I can hear that. He's the Patriots.com web editor. He does some Patriots stuff. I'm sure he's the gentleman you spoke to.
Do I sound like him?
Yes. Oh, my God. He does a podcast. Like I listen to it all the time.
Is Fred Kirsch, is this the high-level member of the organization you spoke to yesterday?
No, higher than Fred. I was given
higher than that. Wow.
I was given a Spygate 2 debrief yesterday from the highest level of the organization. I can tell you this. There's nothing to see here. We can all move off of Spygate 2 and on to other things.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
Can we please not use the term debrief when it comes to people in the upper rankings of the organization?
Oh, I thought you were talking about me. Yeah. I thought you were referring to me, Danielle. This is David. Hello, David. David, thank you for calling. If you want to be on, the number is 617-779-7937, or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. Coming up at about 8:15, I have some Bruins tickets to give away. and that is for the Bruins and the Kings. Am I correct about that, Ken Laird?
Correct.
All right. So 8:15 this morning, Bruins tickets. I'm being called a partisan hack on the text line, and I don't think that's nice because I'm sick today.
Again?
Yeah, again. This is because my lead this morning was that we don't need a law here in Nannychusetts that requires a doctor to ask you during your physical about any guns that you may have in your home. Reminder to our elected officials, we are constitutionally provided the opportunity to own a weapon here in America, and we don't need a doctor to be quizzing us about our guns like he is quizzing us about our diet or other health-related issues.
Well, let me ask you this in regards to this, you know, proposed question here. What is the thing that, whenever there's gun violence in the country, after the gun debate comes up, what's the next thing that people mention?
Mental
health.
Banning them?
Mental health. That's the next thing that people always talk about. Mental health and guns.
Right.
And I think that they're trying to go down that path with this, knowing how the state operates and how they like to overreach when it comes to taking firearms from people, you know, like perfectly legal ones, like AR-15s. They do have a tendency to overreach. So I'd be concerned about how exactly they're going to execute this. Like, so if I'm at my physical with my doctor and we're talking about stuff and she's like, do you have any firearms in the house? And I say, yes.
Right.
Where does it go from there?
Well,
like, is there a database? Are we reporting it? Are we actually taking proactive measures to counsel people that might be, you know, prone to having mental health issues or if there's a domestic violence situation?
Well, let's use an example of you and you're in one of the 150 states of mental disarray that you've had over a guy.
Yep.
And you're crying or blubbering.
Eating my feelings.
Right.
Yep.
And so this doctor who knows nothing about your mental condition determines that you need to have your gun taken away because you're upset over a guy.
Right.
What is that accomplishing? And why is it the state's job to tell doctors that they're the ones who can determine whether somebody can have a gun or not?
Not to mention, I highly doubt they're going to be cross-referencing answers with the firearms database. So, people are going to lie, right? People go to the doctor, they're like, do you smoke? Nope. Do you drink? Nah.
Right. If the doctor asks, according to this texter, you should just say, I have nothing to add.
I do not have anything to add.
But what's the downside? What's people's obsession with guns and clinging to them? I honestly don't understand it.
They're
lose
legal
their minds. The
and
text
they're mine.
Line, the text line blew up the second you mentioned this. People just go insane about guns.
Well, I'm not sure what direction you're headed.
I don't care about guns. I feel like if your doctor knows you well, you have a very, you know, he knows all of your, or she knows all of your health issues and everything else, and you say, I have 8 to 12 drinks a week, which means you have 80 to 120,
right.
And then you say that I have a gun, then they know that. I mean, and then they know if you're suicidal or you have any signs of being in disarray or whatever.
Well, what are they going to do then? They're going to then report you to the authorities and they're going to come and take your gun away? I mean,
how many times are there a mass shooting or is there somebody that goes off killing people and we wish we knew more? We wish that there were more sort of stopgaps between the mass murder and when he was mentally unwell.
Is the doctor going to ask how many knives you have at home and whether or not you have a rope at home and whether or not you have a pressure cooker
at home?
That's
a whataboutism. That's a totally different conversation.
If a doctor feels like you have a mental issue, the doctor can then recommend that you are treated by a doctor who specializes in mental issues.
And the doctor could alert a family member saying, could you remove the gun or get it away from his or her possession?
They can do that anyway without asking about any weapons.
But it's just information gathering. You're not under oath. You don't have to say you do or do not.
I wonder how HIPAA regulations, I'm sure there are medical professionals listening that could answer this question, but how...
I doubt it. We don't have any medical professionals who listen to this show.
We have like two.
Yeah.
But how that factors into someone... a concerned medical professional notifying a family member or authorities in terms of, you know, someone they're concerned about that might snap or have an issue that they know has access to firearms. Like, what are the guidelines?
Well,
you know, the doctor-patient confidentiality.
Like, but what if somebody's having just a bad day when they go for their physical?
Well, I mean, you have a medical chart, a history, right? So if you're having a bad day at your physical, I don't consider that the same thing as someone who's had a lengthy history of issues with mental health. You know, usually your doctor can pretty much discern the difference between the two of those. I know mine certainly could. But I know how they are in this state with the, and I'm, you know, I am, I won't say a gun enthusiast, but I enjoy shooting at the range. I like
That's
the freedom.
So
I like the freedom to do that.
She loves. Yeah, you didn't know that?
Love guns, Ken. Love them.
Yeah, she loves.
However.
Isn't that hot? Sometimes she goes out shooting in just a brassiere and panties.
No, that's very unsafe. Oh, you will get so many burns.
Okay.
I know it sounds hot, but that's terrible gun safety.
You never do that?
No.
Where's the Vengeance range, by the way?
Don't start.
No, shooting guns is when done safely, a rush.
It's fun.
Oh, yeah, no, Nick, you're right. When it's not done safely, it's not that
when
much fun.
When practiced safely, pretty fun. When not safe, not fun.
My issue is, I do agree that we need some kind of gun control solution in this country. I don't know what that is, because I think it's a multifaceted approach, and I think it also needs to be handled on a national level, because you have these states that, you know, after, the Vegas shooting that they outlawed the bump stocks here in Massachusetts, you know, and then the question comes up, why does anyone actually need that? A lot of it is very knee-jerk. They took the AR-15s away from legal registered gun owners in this state. Okay, great. So someone can go to another state and obtain something like that fairly easily.
Mm.
It's we need something that's going to be across the board. Enough of this knee jerk. We're going to put up this pending legislation just because it's going to make the politicians look good.
There's a 508 text that says, Curtis, everything is not all about you. I am a father, a husband, a college grad, an NRA member, an avid hunter, and I run two businesses. And it's none of your GD business whether I have a weapon or not.
That guy sounds like it's all about him. Nice little bio there.
So I'm being called a partisan hack, which I'm not, because I don't believe that we need a law in this state to tell doctors that they must ask you about your guns and your mental health when you're getting a physical. It's about a physical, your physical condition. I hate to break it to some people in Massachusetts, but being a gun owner is not a disease that your doctor would ask you about.
Can the doctor ask you about parking space savers and whether you use them or not?
Yes, he can. I'm okay with that.
Okay,
I'm all right with
Invasive
that.
Invasive there, nowhere else.
He can ask you about whether or not you fly into a rage when somebody is in a bike lane and you can't make a right turn when you're supposed to have the right of way as somebody who's driving a vehicle on the roadway.
Well, you just said visiting your doctor is a physical check, that's all about your physical well-being, but isn't any sort of mental condition or mental unwellness part something that could lead to physical well-being or a lack of physical well-being as well?
Yeah, I guess. Now you're pandering to your Newton neighbors, which is okay with me.
Caring about my brain is not pandering to Newton.
Hello, Ed. What's up, Ed?
Hello, how are you guys doing?
Hi.
Hi, Ed.
What's up?
I was actually listening to the radio, and you guys were actually asking if someone with a healthcare background to actually weigh in. So I actually work as a critical care paramedic, and I could probably weigh in on what you guys are asking about with regards to the mental health component with regards to the guns. My personal opinion, the doctor is asking a question for a couple of reasons. I don't necessarily agree that he's asking that for an individual who is obviously, you know, mentally stable, who has his own gun. I definitely agree that an individual, if they have their own gun, they shouldn't be put in a situation where all of a sudden someone else who doesn't know them can question, just take it away.
Right.
At the other end, the problem is as well with mental health individuals. Even if you question someone has mental health, you can't just start taking action on someone if you question they have mental health. Mental health is a huge issue, and a lot of people cannot actually just. I can't take a family member and just say, "Hey, you have to go to the mental health institution." They have to have either an issue with regard to themselves, where they're a danger to themselves or a danger to others, before someone else can take action for them.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, they have to take that action themselves. The problem is that you don't get to see that this individual is developing mental health issues until it's like time. A doctor usually will see you over time and be able to kind of evaluate you and develop that. But he's not going to ask you that when you've determined you have mental health issues. Do you have a gun in the home?
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that question is there and he can ask that question, maybe, cool, it may not be relevant now, but 5 years from now, if the doctor is now able to build a rapport with you and determine that, yes, you have mental health, and there's a record to show that there's a gun in your home, now there can be an action to say, hey, yes, there's a question where this individual could be a danger to himself. They haven't put the weapon that's in the house that can make them a danger to themselves or a danger to others, and now possibly take that action.
Well, interesting point of view. Unlike Spygate 2, you did not change my mind. I've changed my mind when it comes to Spygate 2. After a debriefing by someone at the highest upper echelons of the organization.
Yeah, Fred Kirsch talked to you, and now you're
It
convinced.
Was not Fred Kirsch.
Well, let's take it easy with Fred Kirsch. He signs my checks.
Uh-huh, of course he does.
He's a good guy. He's also the head of Kraft Sports Entertainment, too, so he knows a couple of things.
Uh-huh.
He drinks and he knows things.
He doesn't know much about NFL regulations, apparently.
Well,
but he does know a few things.
Easy.
All
let's
right.
Take it easy.
I will. If anybody has any questions with regard to Spygate 2 after my debriefing, I will answer all of them coming up next on the Greg Hill Show here at WEEI.
This Sunday, after a tough loss against the Chiefs, Brady Belichick and the Pats are moving on to Cincinnati.
They're on to Cincinnati.
Patriots. After the game, don't miss the Real Post Game Show as they break down Patriots and Bengals on the exclusive home of Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, and Patriots Monday, WEEI.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
What kind of factor is the Patriots' history of having previous taping incidents play in that?
Of course, that's a factor. But I think the key things are the new information that we have. That information we obviously already have. But I think the issue is, what information do we have from this incident?
Do you anticipate a decision by the end of the season?
I don't have an anticipation. We're going to be thorough, and we're going to get all the facts, and we'll go from there.
Roger Goodell speaking yesterday about the non-story that is Spygate 2.
Oh, and my God.
I've been... What?
In two days, you have totally flip-flopped. And
Yesterday I hadn't been briefed.
Did you see the tape yesterday?
I did not see the tape, but I was briefed extensively, and I can answer any and all questions that any of you may have. If there is a lingering doubt in your mind about the New England Patriots and what occurred with regard to filming anything related to the Cincinnati Bengals, I am here to answer any and all of your questions this morning.
What was on the tape?
Let's backtrack a little bit, Ken. This show, as you know, has been on extensively, and it has been, for those who are involved in it, a nice thing. You've got a culture down there that's all about winning, and you give people in the organization who may not end up getting the opportunity to be profiled an opportunity to be profiled.
Okay.
So in the course of doing that, they decide, listen, we're going to go ahead and we're going to take a look at this advanced scout. We're going to reach out to the Cleveland Browns, and we are going to get permission from the Cleveland Browns to film. First and foremost, if you're going to be doing something that is wildly inappropriate and crosses the line, why would you reach out to the Cleveland Browns and get permission to do it?
To make it less obvious.
To make it less obvious?
Yeah, because like, look, we asked for permission. We couldn't possibly be doing anything wrong.
Because if there's anyone who knows desperation, it's the Browns.
This individual who is in charge of this, producing this segment, is tasked with one thing and one thing only. And that is going there and filming anything that the individual might think is going to be needed in the program.
Okay.
The individual
is not responsible for reaching out to the Cincinnati Bengals or to anybody else. Now, this is something that has most likely never been done in the NFL before. There's never been a time that an organization has said, hey, can we bring a camera into the press box and can we film what's going on in the press box? It doesn't happen. If it happened here at Gillette, there would probably be, whether it's Stacey James or otherwise, people who would say, oh, let's, you know, let's consider what's going on here and let's be very careful about it. And so when it comes to Bill Belichick, this, you're telling me that there is somebody, oh, Curtis is getting upset that I'm defending Bill Belichick right now.
This is just unbelievable. I mean, might as well just print out the talking points and put them on the website. I mean,
hey, you want to read the press release again?
What are we doing here?
This
six-time Super Bowl champion, one Patriot place, December 12, 2019. This was nothing to see here.
A little bit like state media, but please go on. Tell me more about job you do.
I know what happened. They threatened to raise your rent down there.
No, it's nothing to do with rent or anything like that. It has to do with. I after my debriefing, I started to think about it, and I'm going to be 100% honest with you here, all joking aside. You could send anybody that you wanted to, Curtis, to that stadium, and they could film from anywhere in that stadium.
Okay.
Why would intelligent people who operate a very successful business do it smack dab in front of everybody in the place?
Well, first, a question of that. Why would these same people, after being sent three separate memos, one on the day of the Jets game in 2007, be conducting the same filming practice they were told to stop?
Because what does past history have to do with what
I'm just saying
here?
Well, you're saying that it's obvious why would they do this. I mean, that's the reason we're in this position. If the Patriots spent as much time on following the rules and alerting the proper people as they do trying to control the media, this wouldn't be an issue.
Yes, and I believe that they would acknowledge clearly that there was a mistake made in not alerting the Bengals organization, and that the Bengals organization has every right to be upset about that and to be curious about it. And they, I would assume that down there at One Patriot Way, they feel bad for the Bengals organization and for the position that they were put in.
Are they in favor of releasing the tape? Because I think
absolutely.
That puts it to rest. If it's just
absolutely.
If it's just generic B-roll, as they say, or seem to want to push.
Absolutely.
Good.
When I spoke to Dorito, when I spoke to the individual yesterday at the highest levels of the organization, I was informed that they would be, yes, but of course they'll release the tape. I mean, you're going
to
see.
What do you mean, of course? I mean, if they're filming, like, the time of the game, and they're panning back to the sideline, and then to the play, and then.
My prediction is that should you want, I could probably take you down there later on today and show you the tape, if I weren't on my deathbed, sick-wise. But maybe tomorrow, or maybe over the weekend,
right.
Ken. You and I can take a trip down there, if we want to.
Bring cash. He's going to make you pay for town spa, Ken.
In all seriousness, do you think the Patriots are in a position where they can lecture the media about not covering this properly? Do you think the media has been wrong in how they've received and discussed the story?
No, I think that the media, I think you were right the other day when you said that the local media has immediately came to their defense. And I think that includes, you know, Ben Volen, who was in here yesterday, who immediately assume that there was no story here. I do believe that there is no story here. I don't think there's, and I think the NFL is not going to find anything. I really don't. They're going to find that they broke a rule, which was that they filmed, you know, an area from an area field-wise that they weren't supposed to film, but they had permission from the Cleveland Browns to be there and to be filming.
But not be filming the sideline. I mean, it is unsettling, as Curtis says. This is what happened during Deflategate. They pissed off Goodell by putting out these Wells contact, everything in context.
The Wells report in context.
The arrogance of the organization when dealing with these accusations. In this case, if there's nothing, if everything's on the up and up, fine. You don't have to be a dick about it.
Yeah, but Ken, at the same time, during the Wells report and everything surrounding Deflategate, it was pure nonsense. Nothing. This weird thing called science was not even taken into account. And all the firms that the NFL hired, from Cambridge Analytica to, you know, Ex Machina or whoever the hell that firm was in Houston. Yeah, Mandalorians are us.
Yes.
Everyone they hired has either been disgraced, come under scrutiny, or shut down. So, You tell me exactly where during that process the Patriots didn't have a right to complain.
Be humble. You broke the rules, or in this case, for sure, you broke the rules. You admitted to it.
That's absurd. Yes, then they came right out. So they're guilty.
So quit guilting media members into spinning things to your side of it.
And I also don't think that Ben Volen yesterday, Ben is the first guy, he earned the nickname Trollin' Volen by saying things that regularly fly in the face of popular beliefs from Patriots fans. When Ben Volen is the voice of reason and comes out and says, I believe that the Patriots did nothing wrong, I am completely apt to believe the same.
What about when Seth Wickersham is supporting the New England Patriots?
Yes, you had the daily double, the dreaded double for Pats fans of Volen straight into Wickersham, and the two of them both defended the Patriots. My God.
What happened to Derek the Steelers fan?
Oh.
What's up with the phone lines this morning, Curtis?
Full moon, guy.
It is? Oh, wait a minute. Don't tell me it's going to be. Is it a Friday the 13th?
Everybody's going to lose their damn mind.
Do you, worry about. Do you think any of that stuff is legit? Like Friday the 13th or the broken mirror or.
I'm not superstitious about stuff like that.
Because there are people who are panicked about Friday the 13th. I was talking to somebody yesterday who is in sales. And they canceled all of their presentations for tomorrow.
You've got to be kidding me.
No, because it's Friday the 13th. They were panicked and in a state of ill preparedness due to the fact that you might get unlucky or something like that.
What do they do during Mercury retrograde?
Don't forget, Greg.
For 3 weeks?
Here is Derek the Steelers fan. What's up, Derek?
Oh, you're something else this morning, huh?
What do you mean?
Okay, first of all, clearly somebody called you in the office because I can't even get through on the phones.
Let me tell you something. Nobody tells me what to do here, clearly.
Well, I thought I had a history with you, and I would back you 100%.
Yes.
But I don't see where you have no further evidence or information other than talking to some stiff in some office. And you flip-flop completely, nothing to see here?
Well, first of all, I take people at their word, people who have long-standing reputations in this community. I take them at their word. And so I will tell you that, yes, there was the organization probably should have thought how this would end up looking. And if they had it to do all over again, I bet they would have just said no to the segment in the first place.
But this is always what happens around here.
What?
Okay, suddenly it becomes everybody else's fault for asking questions, okay, when some of the explanations are very weak at best. Like, oh, yeah, it just so happened we picked this innocuous Cleveland-Cincinnati game to do this spot at. Oh, you play Cincy the next week. Like, that's a valid question. But suddenly I'm going to be turned into some sicko who should not even ask this question.
Let me ask you this. Because I asked the individual at the highest level of the organization yesterday,
Fred Kirsch,
if this had ever been done previously with regard to this series, and the answer was no. So what possible reason does Bill Belichick have for trying to do this against a 1-12 football team that they are going to absolutely demolish on Sunday?
So see, there's the spin. Number one, okay, nobody, at least, and I know I haven't, said that Bill was directly involved. So we go right to that as a diversion, like, why would Bill do this?
Well, the guy's in charge of football operations, and he handles it with a heavy hand. There's nothing that goes
about,
on.
Oh, does
there's,
he? There's what no- about Eazy-E Adams up in the booth? Okay, and his laboratories that they've destroyed evidence before in. What about him?
So you're putting this he's in charge of people.
Well, but he's in charge of people. He supervises. There's people in that building that directly answer to Ernie Adams to guarantee.
So how
do we know it wasn't
Ernie
him?
Ernie Adams had nothing to do with arranging this program. Nothing to do with it.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
Derek, I got to tell you something.
It continues to happen.
Let me tell you this. If there were something that was amiss, you can trust I would be the first one to tell you about it. I'm not in the business
of being an apologist. I'm not.
Get it, but I'll tell you what. You can't sit there and tell me that there wasn't something amiss because there's going to be fines levied, the possible other penalties. So clearly they did something wrong.
Yeah, they acknowledge that they did.
And where, they, when are the team? What, let's make it all go away.
Well, people don't make mistakes. You're right. There's going to be some kind of. Now, first of all, Roger Goodell stands up there yesterday. How does he tell you that the AB investigation isn't done yet? How long is that going to take?
Forever, seriously.
Curtis, why aren't you outraged about that?
I'm not outraged about AB because the league doesn't want him to be a headache anymore. They're not going to clear his investigation until the offseason. And then according to everybody, I've heard Tom Curran and other people speculate this, Antonio Brown will be cleared, signed by the Dolphins, and Brady and Gronk will join him there.
How long does it take when you have a phalanx of lawyers at your disposal? How long does it take?
An armada?
When you have a phalanx of lawyers available, how long does it take to investigate whether a guy sent some text messages or not?
Yeah, they're still not completed the investigation. They did, our investigators did. I did not meet with Antonio, but they have more work to do. They're following up on that, and I'll get an update when they have more information.
As long as it takes to, A, make sure he doesn't distract from hashtag NFL100 and also come back and benefit the Patriots.
I mean, you're right about that, Hillman. That is ridiculous. Goodell hasn't met with him yet. That is incredible.
I mean, how long does it take to figure out whether a dude sent somebody some harassing text messages or not? Hello, Richard.
Yes, hello.
Good morning.
Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, anytime. That's what I'm here for, Richard. Here to answer any and all questions about the non-story that is Spygate 2.
I'm kind of curious, and I think the line seems to get a little blurred when you go to those seating arrangements inside the press box or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Those seats are assigned to the Patriots. And it's kind of like, I think, maybe I'm not, it's not true, but I think it's kind of like season tickets. And if you're a season ticket holder and you gift your tickets to someone else and they do something screwy like throw a beer on the ref or something.
Yeah.
Isn't the season ticket holder liable? And aren't they, don't they lose their seats? Or,
Yes. I mean, there are, at any given time, there can be up to four scouts, I believe, that are advanced scouting for NFL teams. The Kraft Sports Group is, along with CBS, is the only organization that is allowed to film everything that is going on the field at Gillette Stadium. Mm-hmm. That's how you get your do your job specials at the end of the year. So they're behind the bench with the microphone catching what Bill Belichick is saying, catching what Dante Scarnecchia is saying, catching what Tom Brady and Julian Edelman are yelling at individuals about, all of those things.
Catching what Do Your Job is filming.
When if that's what you're used to, mm-hmm. if you're a producer and you're used to being able to film everything, is it not possible that you go to a press box and you just assume I can film whatever I need to film in order to get the very best footage to be able to take back to Gillette?
But the caller brings up a good point. The punishment should be no more advanced scouting for the rest of the year for this franchise, and Kraft production should be banned from the sideline for the rest of the year, including playoffs. They botched. If that's the case, and it was assumed this, they don't know what they're doing, then ban them. That should be that's a proper punishment for this.
Maybe they should be sent to sensitivity training.
It's worked.
I mean, where else would an advanced scout be, as a texter points out, but scouting the Cincinnati Bengals the week before they play them?
Can I ask a question? Your debriefing include an answer to this? The advanced scout, I presume, knows that the Patriots have been punished for illegally taping in the past.
Probably.
He knows that this is a very odd thing because, according to your debriefing, this has never been done before.
Right.
So he's sitting there advanced scouting the Bengals, and there is a camera rolling over the corner of his head directly staring at the sideline of their next opponent.
Right.
At no point did he think to turn around and say, hey, what are we doing here? Let's cut this out.
I'm assuming that the advanced scout realizes that hand signals have been used by virtually no one in the NFL.
So he doesn't realize
last,
that.
In the last.
That's incorrect. Jeff Howe reports otherwise.
What, you, there are some coaches that still use them. Most everybody went away with them because of what happened last time. That's why they got the green dot thingamajigger.
That's not relevant to the question. It's against the rules. So he didn't know it was against the rules.
He probably didn't know that what they were filming. I mean, they're sitting there. Let me say this to you. The producer is sitting there filming with a monitor that everybody can see. Every person in the, every Cleveland individual, every Bengals individual, everybody in the press box could see. Do you really think, are you really naive enough to believe that they would do that if they were going to be trying to get information in an illegal manner? They would do it in that way where everybody could see it right in front of them?
It's genius. It's so obvious. If you get caught, nobody would believe it. It defies credibility.
I'm not saying that they're stealing the signals this way, Greg. I'm saying he should have known to say, let's cut this out because this is going to be a major problem. That's my point.
Here's a text that says, Greg takes people at their word. Unless it's Curtis calling in sick. That's correct.
You suspect.
Hurtful.
You
know,
I'd just like to welcome you to my side of the street, Greg. There's plenty of room. The beer is colder, well, listen, and the French fries are crispier.
With me, it's legit. I'm not on the payroll. You're on the payroll. You were honking payroll style all day yesterday. Hello,
ladies.
Oh, I'm kind of confused. I mean, if I own the Cincinnati Bengals,
yeah,
and someone told me, hey, the Patriots are going to come in and do some filming, wouldn't that, like, send a flag up to somebody? Don't they play a role in this here somewhere?
Well, the Bengals weren't informed, and they should have been, and the Patriots acknowledge that. They should have had NFL Films do it, and then there wouldn't have been any issue whatsoever, and I think they acknowledge that. But I think they've been pretty forthcoming. I really do. I think, and I have to say this again, if you really believe, and I think, I don't think Curtis does. Do you really believe that Bill is going to put his whole entire legacy up for damage to get some potentially get some signals from the Cincinnati Bengals?
No, I do not. I do not believe he risked 20 years of his legacy on the Bengals sideline signals. But my point is that this is a story because of Belichick's actions. This is a story because they have done this in the past in an illegal manner, which led to the stiffest penalty in NFL history. Mm-hmm. So when you get caught after making multiple mistakes and initially misdirecting the media and not being totally truthful, saying that these people were part-time employees, implying that they were hired in Cleveland, when in reality they were Kraft Sports Group producers. This wasn't some random guy. So why are you muddying the water if there's nothing to muddy?
No, I believed it. Weren't they, when they were asked about whether or not they were freelancers, didn't Stacey James say right away that they weren't?
The story was out there immediately.
The story was out there, but that was not in the Patriots statement.
Who do you think was leaking news that was possibly good for the Patriots? Do you think that was coming from the Bengals?
Fred Kirsch.
Right.
All right.
Do not have anything to add.
All right. If you would like to be on the show this morning, you could call 617-779-7937, or you can text anytime on the text line, which is 37937. I promise you, it's not going to be all Spygate 2 this morning. There are other things to cover, and we got Bruins tickets to give away, which we are going to give away at 8:15 this morning. So if you want to go see your, well, they were your streaking Boston Bruins until the refs took one away last night. But if you want to go see your Boston Bruins, make sure you're listening coming up at 8:15 this morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.